The US President Barack Obama's warning to Russian President Vladimir Putin that the two countries will need to overcome the gaps in trust to ensure peace in Syria. The two leaders met on the sidelines of the G20 but weren't able to reach an agreement on ending the war. Meanwhile, the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a spate of bomb attacks in Syria that killed more than 45 people within an hour. The deadliest incident was outside President Bashar al-Assad's coastal stronghold of Tartus, where at least 30 people were killed. And Australia's Prime Minister has urged the French President to ensure that there is a ferocious commitment to the security around Australia's new submarines following a data leak from the French contractor. Malcolm Turnbull has met Francois Hollande on the sidelines of the G20, and the ABC has been told the President said the leak from the French company DCNS was unacceptable. A new report has found doctors want to streamline appointments for administrative tasks like writing sick certificates, repeat scripts and providing test results. The Health Minister, Susan Lee, will today release an interim report on Medicare spending. The report found GPs want a review of administrative talks, while a quarter of all patients claim to have been sent for tests and scans they felt they didn't need. Europe's comet lander Philae has been found after it disappeared 2 years ago. Philae was dropped onto the comet by the Rosetta probe in 2014, but fell silent 60 hours later when its battery ran flat. The pictures from the Rosetta probe confirms theories that Philae bounced into a dark ditch.